Hello and welcome to another episode of Mets Musings. It's opening day, sort of. It's raining outside. The Mets have canceled their opening today until tomorrow. So we're about 22 hours or so as we record this from the first pitch of opening day. And what an exciting time of year it is for all baseball fans as baseball is back. It's about to start. Spring training's over now. Now we get serious. Now we see what the real deal is. So what am I looking at with our Metsies in 2024? Especially the first opening series. What am I looking at? Well, I'm looking at, first off, I want to make sure the pitching is sound. Pitching was very good in spring training, bullpen, starting pitching. But the key to this team this year is going to be whether these, and especially in the start of the season, whether the starting pitchers can go five innings plus. If you remember last year, we had a lot of two and a thirds and two and two thirds and three innings and one and two third innings, and a lot of starters went out of the game quickly and taxed the bullpen. And I think it led to a lot of problems with the bullpen last year. And I think that's what the deal was with that same bullpen. I think they were overworked. They just hit a wall after a while. So the first series is going to be key to see how Quintana can go. Severino is going to be a big key here, whether he can maintain what he did in spring training. Same thing with Manoah and innings. If they can get five innings in or so, it's going to mean a lot to that bullpen. And then, of course, we want to see if the bullpen can pitch as well as they did in spring training and the impact of Edwin Diaz on that bullpen. Now, I personally think that it's going to be a big impact simply because it's an anchor. Fairly or not, people know he's there. And that means a lot to a team. They know the back end is solid, that he's there this year. And I think that hurt the Mets as well last year, is they really went into the season with no closer and tried different people in the beginning. David Robertson eventually took the job, but they didn't really have that closer, that anchor at the end of the game. So that hurt them a lot last year. This year they have that. So his influence, and there's a lot of new faces in that bullpen, a lot of old faces. Brooks Raley is back. Drew Smith is back. A couple of other guys, Adam Ottavino is back. A couple of other guys, new guys. We'll see how it all shakes out in the time to come. So I'm looking at the pitching. I'm looking at the offense. Can the offense come together and really, you know, get some runs for the starting pitching? It'll make it easier if they can score often and early in a game and give that pitcher a cushion so they can relax and maybe get in those five innings. It all goes hand in hand, of course. It is a team effort. Specifically with the offense, should be a good year for McNeil. We'll see if he's ready to go. Now, one of the stories we have that I'm going to just completely skip, but of course the big story is the Mets have signed J.D. Martinez as a designated hitter, but he is going to open up the year in the minors as he gets repetitions at bat. He'll miss this first series, probably. Who knows? Maybe the second series. He'll be up in a week or two, probably, I would think. It shouldn't take him that long to get ready. But he's not here now. He's not here yet. So they have to get through this first series. So that is going to be an impact that we're going to have to see. Now, can they provide offense now and then have the added bat of Martinez when he finally gets here? That's going to be interesting to see as well. And, you know, where they fit him into the lineup, my guess they're going to bat him after Alonso to protect Alonso in the lineup, which would be terrific at this point in time. We also have to look. I'm also looking, going to watch Brett Batty, see how he performs defensively and offensively. Another key relates back to watching the offense. And the other big thing I'm going to be watching is right field and Starling Marte. Is Marte back? We're not going to know at the end of the first series, but these are the things that I'm going to be watching specifically through this first series. Marte, is he back? Can he play on a daily basis and bring back some of the magic from a couple of years ago? Everything has to mesh, and as we've said in the past, health is the key. If Severino can continue his fine pitching and stay healthy, that's going to be a major, major boost for this team. If Quintana pitches as well as he did last year, even though they didn't score on him and he didn't have the best record, he pitched fairly well. If he can deliver that again, that'll be good news. If McGill in the fifth slot can pitch as well as he did towards the end of last year, big boost. And then, of course, you've got Hauser in there. It, you know, he can stay healthy, give them innings, and pitch fairly well. This is going to be a tough rotation until, and then don't forget, Senga's coming back. We'll have a little note on that. He'll be here in a month or so. But can they stay healthy so they're not dipping into the minors and bringing up some of these young pitches? It would be nice if they could keep the pitches down there and they can get more seasoning, more time under their belt. That would be terrific. But, you know, if they have to come up and they come up, we'll see. We'll get an idea how they can perform. Now, probably the first two guys that are probably get the call if needed, and we hope that they really aren't needed, but two guys would be, I would imagine, Lucchesi and Buddo would be the first two that they would choose to bring up if any of the pitchers go down. And, of course, they both have major league experience now. Lucchesi's got more, of course. Buddo got some very valuable experience last year and pitched very well, as did Lucchesi. So I would be keeping an eye on, as well this year, I would be keeping an eye on Syracuse and Binghamton, because I think they're going to have some good teams. They're not filled out as they have been in the last few years with a bunch of old veterans or youngish veterans looking to hang on or get another shot at the big show. They have more younger guys down there and guys that have worked through the system so far that deserve to be there. So that's going to be something to watch over the course of the season. We'll be watching the minor leagues, of course, and we'll be watching what Acuna does and what Gilbert and the other young man whose name escapes me right now, what he does down there, the first baseman outfielder. And, of course, Also, Jet Williams is going to be a big guy to watch and see. I think he's going to be in the majors by the end of the season somewhere on the field for this team. But we'll have to wait and see. That's a little bit of a stretch, but I really feel that he's that good of a talent that he's going to make that jump. But we'll see what happens. The young pitchers at Syracuse will have to keep an eye on them too. As I say, they get seasoned and get more experience at a higher level of baseball. But that's all what I'm watching for this first weekend. A few things, as I said, the main thing is the pitching and the offense. That's going to be the key for this team. Because last year they didn't hit that well, and the pitching, as we went over already, struggled in the beginning of the year. We had some injuries, but we have a little bit of a younger staff this year for the most part, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And if these guys can stay healthy, it could be a good year. I think it's going to be a decent team. I'm very excited about this team. More excited than I have been in the last 2 years, I think, coming out of the spring training. I like the fact that there's some young guys banging on the door. There's some young guys up here. And I just think that they're going to have a good year. And I'll go ahead and say it. I think it's 88 wins I'm predicting, and a wild card berth, and probably the third wild card, and so that's my prediction for the Mets. Now, we've got an email that came in from my good friend Jeff Cohen of Baseball and BBQ. And he writes, another season of Mets baseball is here. Oh, happy days, at least until June, when the annual June Swoon takes place. I hope it doesn't this year. Actually, I think it will be a good season for our Mets. Maybe I am being too optimistic, but besides the Braves and the Dodgers, the rest of the NL is really bunched together. And he's right there. The Braves lineup is very good, but their pitching is not as highly regarded as everyone thinks. Yes, Max Fried and Spencer Strider are at the top of the rotation and will be stellar this year, but an aging and injury-prone Chris Sale and 40-year-old Charlie Morton gives that team some question marks. Philly is Philly and will find a way to get in their own way, and don't give much of a chance to the Marlins or Nats, but they do give the Mets fits every time they play. So that leaves our Mets. I think they have enough to get to the playoffs. Hopefully the pitching shown in spring training will continue into the regular season. The addition of J.D. Martinez is huge. Finally, protection for Pete Alonso. I am cautiously optimistic about Alvarez, as he will put up some power numbers, but I would like to see the batting average over 250. Hitting 209 just won't cut it. The other, Francisco Lindor, is poised to have a great season. And, of course, Brett Batty. What to make of him? Too many times he just hits a ground at a second base. It is so predictable. He must take advantage of the shift. And yes, the opposition does shift enough to give Batty the third baseline to just put down a bunt to get on base. He does that once a week, and a shift will go away, which will open up the field for him. Since it is an even number year, McNeil would be up there in batting average and on base percentage. I'd like to see Nimmo steal some more bases. Question marks are Marte and Batty, which both we talked about, interestingly enough. Hopefully Mets have a winning season. I see them going 87-75 and make the playoffs. I have to agree with that. If they don't perform to that expectation and have a down season, Then we will see Jet Williams, Drew Gilbert, Luis Angel Acuña, and maybe some of the young pitchers like Christian Scott and Mike Vasil. Anyway, here are my NL East predictions, and these are the predictions of Jeff Cohen, who, by the way, does a great podcast called Baseball and Barbecue, him and his buddy Leonard Aberman. So go check that out on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. But Jeff predicts this in the NL East: the Braves, the Phillies, the Mets, the Nats, and the Marlins in that order. I think I would put the Marlins ahead of the Nats, it's 6 1/2 a dozen of the other. And as Jeff signs off the letter, keep the faith, stay optimistic, and let's go Mets. And Jeff, thank you so much for those predictions and the Mets predictions, and for the email. Everybody else can email as well to MetsMusings@gmail.com. So get your predictions in and we'll read them on the air. But I agree with mostly what Jeff says. Jeff usually and I think alike. And though I think 88 wins, he said 87. And I think Batty and Marte are really the two guys to watch in this lineup to see. And, of course, J.D. Martinez, when he gets here, will be something to watch. And, again, the health of the pitching staff and innings that they get in will be key to this season. As we've been talking about, the Mets did sign JD Martinez. He's going to get $12 million for 1 year with a deferred payment, $4.5 million he's going to get in cash, and we'll have the rest of the contract deferred from 2034 to 38. Martinez will make $1.5 million during those years. And look, if you can do it, that's the way to do it. Take a small amount, defer the payment. It helps the team in that they're not responsible for that big, their payroll don't go up that much. And, you know, by 2034, that's 10 years from now, he could be retired. I know everybody criticizes the Bobby Bonilla deal, that he's still getting money from that deal, but you know, at the time, that was the deal the Mets had to make, and they made it, and it didn't work out, but it worked out for Bonilla nicely. But you know, too often you hear these sad stories of athletes that invest their money and lose their money, and they're broke when they're retired, and you know, it's sad. And at least these guys, I think, with these deferred payments, it gives them something to look forward to, and they've got an income coming in their later years. And he'll be retired in 10 years, probably, J.D. Martinez. So at least he'll be able to bring in and that money. So I don't think it's a bad deal. I think it's smart for the teams. And I know it looks bad when 10 years from now, 14 years from now, you're still paying a guy. But it's in today's world, it's really a minuscule amount of money, $1.5 million. So there is that. But J.D. Martinez will be interesting to watch this year and will be a bat. The guy's a pure hitter. So it's going to probably be good protection for Alonso, and we'll see what he can do in his walk year, if he can put up bigger numbers. But he's got to get his batting average out. I know everybody loves the home runs, but, you know, much like Jeff said about Alvarez with the 209 batting average, they both have to get it. He's got to get his batting average up, and Alonso can't be a 219 hitter either. I don't care, you know, somebody will sign him anyway because of the power. If the Mets don't re-sign him, somebody will because they like the power, but power goes away. And he's a better hitter than that. So he's got to try to do that. Of course, with the signing of Martinez as the DH, that means Mark Vientos is out, and he didn't even make the roster on this team now. He got sent down to Syracuse, and Carlos Mendoza, the manager of the Mets, said obviously he wasn't happy, Vientos we're talking about, and we expected that. It is something that as a player or as a manager, you don't want anybody happy when they get the news that they're going back to the minors. Sad. It's sad because he deserved to have a shot. I understand they had it. The price for Martinez came down and got to a point where they could grab him, and they had to make that deal. I'm not arguing that. But it said that Vientos had to go back down to the minors after having a terrific spring training and after showing glimpses last year. But he'll be back, and I don't think it'll be that long before he gets back. So that's that. More good news. Mets ace Kodai Senga resumed throwing this past Monday, taking a big step towards working his way back from a moderate right posterior capsule sprain. As the Mets worked out at Citi Field on Wednesday in advance of opening day, Senga threw in right field. This his second time throwing since being cleared, playing catch and sometimes coming set to mimic his pitching motion. Manager Carlos Mendoza said last week that Senga was feeling great and that re-imaging of his shoulder was very, very encouraging. Inflammation is gone, Mendoza said, so he's pretty much cleared from the doctors. Now it's up to our internal testing, making sure he passes all the power tests, shoulder strength, and things like that before he starts a throwing program, which should happen within the week. And apparently he did pass those power tests as he did begin a throwing program. I would think he would need about 6 weeks or so to ramp up. So that means we will see him sometime in May. So we've got to get by April, these last couple of days in March, the first series, the month of April, hopefully with no setbacks. Senga makes it back, and that'll just strengthen us even more, hopefully. And it could be all good things. Keep your fingers crossed that he's, and again, it's the health thing. Health is so important, especially to this team. But as I said, I'm more excited about this team this year. I'm more excited about the depth, because there are finally some young pitchers getting to the higher end of the system and could be used as depth. I'm happy enough with Lucchese and Buto, you know, being the first wave, if you will, of pitching depth in the minors. David Peterson should be back in another month or so. So that will just add to the depth. And the starting five isn't all that, doesn't look as bad. You know, it's not Verlander and Saber, not Saber Hagen and Scherzer, but it's not awful either. And there is some potential there. So we'll wait and see. All right, let's take a quick break and be back with some other Met news right after this.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for interesting baseball talk, opinions, and history.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for barbecue recipes, tips, and interviews from the world of barbecue. If you like baseball and if you like barbecue, then tune in to Baseball and BBQ. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and baseballtalkradio.com.
And the Mets announced that they will wear a jersey patch to honor the late Bud Harrelson this season. The patch will have Harrelson's number 3 with his name inscribed on it this season. A World Series champion as a player and a coach for the Mets, Harrelson passed away in January at the age of 79 after a battle with Alzheimer's. And we've talked about Buddy Harrelson in the past, so if you'd like to hear what I had to say, I've met him a couple of times. Always a gentleman, always willing to sign whatever you had. Just a terrific guy, and really put up a valiant battle awful disease, awful. And I met him years ago when he was sharp, and saw him about 5 years ago at a reunion of the 69 Mets, and he was not the same person. Obviously the dementia, the Alzheimer's was pretty strong, but he was there, and he still knew, you know, he knew his teammates and things like that, and did not sign autographs, though, but had pre-signed or machine-signed, pictures that he handed out. And it was just sad to see him in that stage, but he did have a valiant fight with the Alzheimer's and passed away finally at the age of 79. And now was with his roommate up in the big ballpark in the sky, Tom Seaver, for many years, his roommate. They're together now. So, yeah, it's great that the Mets are going to honor him. He's with them for a number of years. Course, the 69 Mets, the coach on the 86 Mets. He was a manager, did it all through the system and with the New York Mets, and stayed loyal right to the end. So it's very nice to see them honor Buddy Harrelson. On a more pleasant note, Jose Quintana took the United States naturalization test, which he passed. He said it was easy. He is one of the most successful Colombian-born players in Major League history. Now he prepares to start opening day for the Mets as an American citizen. So congratulations to Jose. And, you know, that's just great that he took the time for that, passed his test, and now he's an American citizen. We salute you. Okay, former Mets manager Buck Showalter will rejoin MLB Network as an analyst for the 2024 season. Showalter worked for the network during the 2020 and 2021 seasons, and he'll start at that at the beginning of April. So Buck got a job back, and he's not managing, but he landed on his feet. not as much pressure on those TV networks as an analyst as it was on the bench, but these guys thrive on that stuff. So, okay, well, it's still raining and opening day was canceled. Hopefully it clears. We get opening day tomorrow. And we'll see what happens. And we will be back next time. So we'll break it down some more. Go through the opening series and see how everything did and what's coming up and all of that good stuff. And if you want to keep up with all of that, please like and subscribe on YouTube if you're watching this. You'll always know when an episode comes out. Same deal with the audio. If you're an audio listener to the podcast, whatever you get your audio podcast on, Mets Musings is there. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, whatever, Spotify, whatever it is, we are there. So please subscribe to us there. And we want to build the numbers up this year. So if you could help us with that, tell your friends and families about Mets Musings. And we've been doing this a long time. Started this podcast in 2010. So this will be our 14th season of doing Mets Musing. So, let's keep it going. And we will see you next time. So until then, remember to keep the faith, stay optimistic, and let's go, Mets. I'm Gary Mack. I'll see you next time on another edition of Mets Musings.